Kwazwai, Zimbabwe muhle, yebo, mthwakazo muhle muri eZimbabwe, ndinomgamshira emtshongwa chenu chewe chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove, aka Big Mike. Welcome, Zimbabwe muhle, to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. I'm your host, Mike Hove, and today is Tuesday, the 24th of September, 2019. Welcome to Studio 7's very own youth program, The Connection. Once again, Zimbabwe muhle, ndinomgamshira emtshongwa chedu chewe chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hove, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Tonight on The Connection, we discuss youth involvement in coming up with solutions to the economic and political challenges that Zimbabwe is facing as a nation. We also look to extend the conversation to the xenophobia that recently broke out in South Africa over this month. Just early on this month, time flies, which experts say could be a result of people immigrating from their respective nations in pursuit of greener pastures. But first, Zimbabwe muhle, the first half of the show, we discuss youth involvement in coming up with solutions to Zimbabwe's economic and political challenges. Now, if you don't understand how the two merge, stay tuned and you'll get to understand as you follow the program. The Citizens Manifesto today held a national citizen convention whereby they invited different stakeholders, different organizations that are part of Zimbabwe's society. The whole convention was targeting towards urging Zimbabweans to partake in coming up with solutions to the challenges that Zimbabwe is facing as a nation. Here we're talking about the social and political challenges that the nation is facing. In attendance were several different youth-led organizations such as the ZINASU, the Zimbabwe National Students Union or Association, R2s, which is the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, and of course, hashtag Tajamuka Sisjigile, a youth-led human rights organization. Let us take a look at what they had to say about the convention and of course, how they feel the nation's future should be shaped.
It's very clear with regards to what you are facing as a nation. The crisis that we are subjected to, we as the citizens of Zimbabwe, we become victims. So once we become victims, we also then have to seek a solution. This is the reason why people need to come together and gather to pursue their interest in a position with regards to finding out solutions. I mean, for a long time there's been a crisis, but what has been lacking is a unified force. People coming together and realizing that these challenges that we are facing are not a product of our own creation, but a product of some individuals who are selfish to stay in power when they cannot deliver the people's interests. So for that reason, it is high time for the people of Zimbabwe to unite and send a clear message that we are not happy with what is happening. We are not happy with the status quo. We are in a crisis. We don't have the basics in our homes.
Students, what we want to see a Zimbabwe whereby students are guaranteed of the right to what? To education without any hindrance in terms of tuition fees, in terms of accommodation, and also we want the basic issues to do with their human rights. Students should have their rights respected, irregardless of political affiliation, because we live by the supreme law of the land, the constitution, which guarantees us all the rights that were yet discussed as the citizens of Zimbabwe, which in turn are being denied by the current Zimbabwean political and economic situation.
The way forward is a convention of citizens to have a discourse on the national question. The national question is the political and the economic crisis that currently the devil is involved. And we need to sit down and deliberate on that national question, mobilize citizens to be able to assert themselves, to be able to assert their rights, to be able to assert their voice, to be able to hold the government accountable on the issues that are affecting the country.
All right, Zimbabwe muhle, there you are hearing from Promise Mkwananzi. That was the last folk speaking. He is part of hashtag Tajamuka Sisjigile. You also heard from the first gentleman who was speaking in the video. That was Terai Opeisole of the MDC Youth League. And the last person, uh, the, gentleman who was speaking in the, between the two was Satenda Mandondo of the Zinasu. So, ilolu tabo lukhona ekutwini lamhla, mthokazo omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle. What's your take on tonight's discussion? What role does the youth of Zimbabwe have in shaping the nation politically and economically? If you're looking to join us tonight, you can text me on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318. You can call, also call me live on air on +1 202 619 2077. Yapi Nanjalo, WhatsApp +1 202 465 0318 and calling live on air +1 202 619 2077. We're also broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency, sikhona ku 4930 njalo ku 15460 kilohertz with shortwave, and on the internet we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook three websites, the first one being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashana.com, and of course Zimbabwe Mohle sikhona ku www.voanw.com. However, Muria Zimbabwe mthakaza Mohle Zimbabwe Mohle, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages as we speak. So, siyasakaza on a VOA Shona, sikhona njalo ku VOA Ndebele, tilipo zvekare pa VOA Studio 7. Saka kana muchinopinda muchirongwa, nyorai manhamba uyezve maonero enyu pamusoro penyaya yatinayo nhasi muchirongwa. Makateerera chirongwa The Connection, muineni uMichael Hove. Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3. All right, I'm Charles Omuse Muria Zimbabwe at Big Mike 3 is my Twitter and user Instagram username. So if you're looking to chat with me, you can catch me on Twitter and Instagram. Go to Asikona Lapa on our three Facebook pages for the next hour. VOA Shana, VOA Studio 7, Njalo u VOA Ndebele. Once again, Zimbabwe, Omuse Muria Zimbabwe. Ndinom kam chere mchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Uhlelo The Connection, lilami u Mike Hove. Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. So in the first half of the show, namhla kuhlelo, we're looking to target the role that youth have when it comes to ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lethu. Kusimudzela nyika yedu. Here we're talking about economically and we're talking politics. So first, the guest joining me, who was a gentleman who was in attendance of the convention I was speaking about earlier on, is Umnumzana Archbold Madida. Archbold, welcome to our program. Put unjani. Archbold, usakho necingweni? Archbold, are you on the line, Archbold? Oh, it looks like Archbold's number is being problematic, so let's try to get him back. But ndiyo nyaya tinayo nathi mchirongwa Zimbabwe muhle. Ngibona ukuthi abantu sebeqalile ngempela vachotanga kupinda mchirongwa neuwandu hwavo. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru, ngationeke kuti vanhu varikuti chiko pamapage edu matatu. Right, tikaenda ku page redu ikhasi letu ele VOA Ndebele, abantu sebeqalile ukungena ngempela. Nangu Vasco uthi unjani msakazi, buti Vasco ngiyaphila, buti wena unjani? Nantu udaba lukhona egudwini, asizweni phela umbono wakho ngodaba esilalo namhlanje. Tikaenda ku page redu re VOA show na vanhu vatotanga kupinda. Hanzi na Shailin Jaja, hi, sisi Shailin zviri kufamba here. Tembi Maravanyika ari kuti pfe. Aiwa, tinogamuchira muchirongwa sisi Tendi. Tendai vati hai, neo Tendai zviri kufamba here. Tembi abvati kwazwai Mike. Aiwa, sisi Tembi tinotenda zvikuru nekuti tsigira. Disciple of what tapinda tapinda pano pe mapinda mchirongwa justice vati big suru famba ere mkoma justice umelisa ukona layo kuhlelo aripo naye pachirongwa ari kuti hai zviri kufamba ere munhu wese nhasi ari kungofara ari kundimhoresa aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Jairus Mhlanga ari kuti paSouth Africa muri sei mukoma Michael Hove aiwa tribo imuri sei nyaya yekuSouth Africa tichaibata musecond half yechirongwa asi pari zvino tirimbotaura nevechidiki tichinzwa kuti vanokwanisa here kusimudzira nyika patinotaura nezvenyaya dzepolitics uyezve mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika so joining me also a second gentleman Ulaye he was also at the program that I was speaking about earlier on, Ngumnumzana Robson Chere. He is the Secretary General of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Vachere, ndinomukamuchira muchirongwa mukoma zviri kufamba.
Ndinofara makasimba here ndotenda kuwaneni pachirongwa.
Saka nhasi ndimo mamuri kuchirongwa cheCitizens Manifesto. Vachinyatsoziva vachiti aiwa munhu wese, every citizen has a role to play when it comes to uplifting and changing the current situation in the country. Tiudzeiwo maondero enyu pamusoro pechirongwa chacho chamamuri nhasi.
Ya, chirongwa chatanga tiri dhasi, chirongwa chakanaka zvikuru pakuti chaunganidza vagari vese vemuno munyika. Zvisinei vakaro vakabirwa vagari vese vemuno munyika, zvisinei nekuti mugari uyu anobve kupi, dunhu ripi, asi achibata masekta ese, tosanganisira vechidiki, tosanganisira varayiri vashandi, totarisira futi vanoona nezvemadzimai, vanoona nezvevakaremara, tona vanoona nezveva vana vafundi. Ndinoona kuti zvanga zvakanaka zvikuru kuti tanga takaungana mukati mezuva ranhasi, uye tanga tichitaura nyaya yemamiriro akaita nyika yedu, tichiona kuti kuti nyika yedu ibudire ende mberi, isu sevagari vemunyika zvii zvatinokwanisa kuita kuti nyika yedu iende mberi. Saka pfungwa idzodzo dzanga dzichibva matiri nekuonesana mukati mezvinonetsa zvese mukati menyika, toona kuti havari kuti tikadai tikadai, vanokangadai vari vamastudents, vangadai vanomirira vanovavo vanorora mane hurema, vangadai vari vashandi, asi tazoona kuti matambudziko edu arangofanana sevagari vemunyika, uye tine zvakawanda zvinokwanisa kuita kubatsirira kuti nyika yedu iende mberi.
Now, let's focus on the youth element to it. I saw a lot of young people came out in attendance. I were hoping to have Mr. Archibald Matita of Senaso on the program. We were hoping to have other youths that were in attendance today on the program. It seems as though a lot of young people are focused towards fixing the nation. What exactly is stopping young people from fixing the country right now?
The current challenge that we have, why young people are not involved is mainly because the young people are being sidelined in processes to do with national activities. They are not being given space, yet they are supposed to be the leading champions in terms of moving forward, contributing towards moving forward our nation, because we are talking about this digital generation, but we've got other people who think that they are the alpha and the omegas of this nation, and it's another generation. There's a generational gap, and they totally shun out the young people from participating in processes which has to do with national development.
So how do we move forward? This seems to be the biggest question that you guys seem to have at the Citizens Manifesto today, is what needs to be done to move forward? Because of course there is this big pillar in front of us that seems to be preventing progression. Asisiwechidiki, we're the one who bear the pain of it. So how do we move forward ensuring kuti munhu wese wechidiki anokwanisa kuwana mukana wekuzvisimudzira, especially kana ari chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe?
Okay, tichitarisa especially from the young people's generation, it means we have a role to play. Though there are no opportunities that are being availed to the young generation, but it is not the mandate, or we don't have to wait for that opportunity, but we have to demand and create also that opportunity for us to contribute economically, socially, and politically. So when we were gathered today at the Citizen Convention, mainly who were discussing on ideas that will offer solutions that to the current crisis that we have, and contributing in our individual roles as well as in our generational roles, like in the youth sector, towards what can move our country forward. So each and every young person has got a role to play in contributing to our young to our nation.
Right, so Mr. Chichendrambe, you spoke about contribution, and I like this because not so long ago we had you here at Voice of America on the Mandela Washington Fellowship, and that seems to be about youth empowerment. Now, what policies are similar here when we're talking about the convention that you had? I also saw you guys were touching about issues that were in relation to teachers. What policies are being set up, and what can the youth do to ensure that there is some kind of progression?
Can we come again?
Ndanchiti pane zvinhu zvakawanda zvamabata nhasi imi sevarairidzi. Pane zvabude here zvamungati izvo ndizvo zvakakosha when it comes to, you know, fixing the challenges that you're facing sevarairidzi.
Yeah. We discussed a number of issues as educators, also starting my workers who are represented, my teachers from the amalgamated role, Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Tishi Kurkura Tawanokti, Isu Severin, Timens, I wonder that no Kwanza Kuti Tite, Kutinigeli Budu Remberi, Tinovata Binda Lakta, Nema Community. So I speak Binda Lakta, Nema Community, my community, to operate in part of Emma Community, not necessarily Kuti or a teacher and a gang or a Basaraka and the Rupinam class, but we can go outside to work, Sema opinion leaders, my community, my team, when it's like an equation guys, even the young ones in the community that we live, and also being involved in my project, I mean, so they met to Marula. Like even after a week, we can engage in the whole community, community educational program. That means Kwanza Kwita Tsumarua. And also to dwell much, not necessarily on the academic side, but also on the issue of the skill development. You know, the capacity of the young ones who don't have the talent you have got in a book, but why the talent in a chocolate and also develop in my community that will also come to shape the narrative. Economically, where, for example, certain doctors, but for example, because you know, it's a chocolate, Zagafana, and a Kutumuma economy, every hour informal sectors of Kanyan. But all those people, they must be taught in the how best can they, like, for practically, it's just not theoretically, but practically, my industrial processes are not quite an amazing subject, but can I practical mind? That process, you can also extraction of their mineral, hakuna damage environment, or it has no damage even to their own health. And then by in a valley edition, you could see my minerals, they do, and the thing is going on a show with the farmers in Gambia.
I want to get back to Pam Roman Turum Terry, and then Dr. Kamriva Cherandis. All right, so Luganda, that was Robson Chere. He is the Secretary General of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Voting Tatum Lalili, let me take my caller. Ungena Gushelo. Kola Mtereri, Arupinda Parunarendian. Ukola Kanyang, and he just dropped. So, voting Tatuke. Okay, so I'm always video Ungena Gushelo. Umnumzana U Archbold Matita. Archbold, U connecting one putunja.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
So, Namsa, you guys as young people, you were all gathered there at Harare, participating in this big convention that was targeted towards, you know, bringing all stakeholders together to ensure that liyakhulumisana and you all discuss a way forward, figuring out ukuthi ilizwe singalithuthukisa njani. What came out of this big convention that you feel, njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, this was the highlight, njalo abantu abontanga should follow through with to ensure that abantu balakho ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lethu.
Okay, thank you, Mike. I think what we need to make sure is that convening is still ongoing to do what the first year's convention tomorrow will be the first year's convention. But so far, what has been discussed is that what one thing that we have kicked off is that this is a good platform. And it's one of the best platforms that have been created. Very young people from different sectors, those who are into the formal sector, those who are in the labor movement, young people who are into empowerment programs, young people who are into education, like students like myself, they've come out together and conversed an idea on what an open dream, what does our open dream look like. So it was a platform where we're exchanging ideas, creating a vision in Zimbabwe, a common Zimbabwe dream that we all envision. A Zimbabwe which we all feel proud of. A Zimbabwe that is not happening. A Zimbabwe that is not there at the moment. A Zimbabwe that everyone's rights are respected. A Zimbabwe where everyone's aspirations and dreams are fulfilled. So this convention, the first thing that was important was the idea of coming together of all young people across various sectors, actually, and young people in the country.
Mm-hmm. So, Archibald, you just highlighted Ubuntu. This convention was targeted towards Ubuntu and Njengabantu Abasakhulayo coming together and, you know, figuring out a way forward. You're the president of ZINASU, which is a student organization. So you guys are pretty much the pillars when it comes to Abantu Abasakhulayo. What is the way forward? I'm reading some of the comments, and Abantu Babona and Uhulumendo Kona is not in favor of ukuthuthukisa Abantu Abasakhulayo.
Okay, I think what's great about this particular moment is that we have had platforms before. We can all agree that platforms before have happened, where people just come and discuss. But what has been lacking on all those platforms, what has been lacking on previous platforms is the implementation part. So I think the first thing coming out of this convention, the first idea that we've gotten out of this, and what we're going to do is that this is not going to be a talk show. This convention, and post the convention, people are going to be implementing whatever idea that has come out of the convention. People are going to be solutioning to whatever respective fields that they're working. We have discussed it. We have even resolved that post this convention is not going to be business as usual. For those of us who are into speaking activism, for those of us who are fighting for the right of education, we are going to up our game. We are not just going to sit down and pretend as if business is usual. No, we are going to go there and fill up for our fight for the right education. We are going to go out there and ensure that each and every one of us in their respective positions, each and every one of us in their respective organization and sectors, we are going to fight for whatever section of interest that we are going to fight. So this convention is emboldening us to move into a trajectory that we haven't moved before, which has led to special solutions, nothing else but solutions.
All right, Archibald, what's in Mbambo Mlolo Mthathu Mlaleli, and then I'll come back to you, Angus.
Alright,
thank you. Alright, so that was Umnumzana Archibald Matita. He is the president of the NASU. Good on you, Zuxing Lomlalelo connecting when he runs on the name Terry, Cola Colam Laleli, Opi, Ongena Uxelo, Arupinam Trongandian.
Arupinam Trongandian, my voice.
Mkumatinas Rufambe.
I was Rufamba, the one about the Lungoma, Drungo Tatari, Gaz, and Matunga, and you guys, Rumbert Gonizanis.
Right. Imika says Rumupa, Johnny Mani, Dimuma, Vamania, Tundinaki, Zeranok Nasi, Chironga, Chiru, and Ramberi, Tanga Chibata, Jurukitaka, Johnny Zakari. I see a Notanga Nunzongo, Tanga, Mkoma, Tanashim, Rumu, or Chidike. Right. Pane zvirikuitika kuJoni tikona kuti kwakaitika xenophobia tikabvunzawo vakuru vari muhurumende tikati titsanangureiwo kuti chii chirikuita kuti kuve nexenophobia kuSouth Africa uko imwe nyaya vakabata vakati aiwa nyaya iripo ndeyekuti hanzi manyika akasiyana siyana the governance iriko vanhu vari kutadza kutingati kutungamirira nyika dzavo saka munhu wese anoda kutiza achienda kuSouth Africa imi so murumwe wechidiki handiti mukoma.
Yeah, ndizvo.
Saka chii chakaita kuti munyatso mhanya muchienda kuSouth Africa?
Chakaita kuti mhanya kuenda kuSouth Africa nguva maigove kushupika kwatiri kuita munyika yeZimbabwe, kushupa kwatiri kuitwa nezanupevu. Ndikatarisa pari zvinei ndire 27 years handisati kana ndabvupinda kana muindastri kushanda munyika yeZimbabwe nekuda kwegovernment yauraya nyika.
Saka zvino nyaya yacho inogadziriswa sei tikunzwawo kuti nevamwe vechidiki vangane musangano kuHarare uko vachiti aiwa yave nguva yekuti munhu wese vabatane vari kuZimbabwe uko vaonewo kuti vangazvigadzirisa sei munyika kana munhu wese achitiza achienda kune dzimwe nyika ndiani anosara achigadzirisa zviriko
nevakuru vedu ava vezana vamukoma Michael ndinonatso kutoti zvinotonetsa tibatane kubatana chinhu chakanaka nekuti tisu tiri kungofa vechidiki vezano nembc vachingonetsana tichidii zvichitambudza isusu saka kubatana chinhu chakanaka ngavabatane kuitira nyika ienderere mberi mukoma Michael nekuti tisu tatambura tanetsekana vachingonetsana zano nembc
nemaondere nyu mukati vechidiki vane masimba here ekugadzirisa zvinhu zviri kunetsa vanhu munyika
vechidiki handionesa kunge tine masimba apa mukuva maikovedzimiri togona kutanga kutorwa vechidiki vacho vari kutungamirira tikatorwa tikatsakatikiswa futi
takunza zvakanaka tinotenda zvikuru mukoma tinacho nekupinda muchirongo
aiwa ndotenda nekunibata kwamaita mai mukuva maikove
Right, zuluka ndaba lo ngumnumzana uTinashe ukwele South Africa leyamuzwa young 27-year-old uta ngimbuzile both things that we're going to be discussing namhlanje kuhlelo. Remember earlier on I mentioned ukuthi sabe siphatha udaba mayelana ngendaba ezenophobia eyenzakalayo ukwele South Africa. Ngambuze ngathi Tinashe, one of the things that abo, like for example, u Minister of International Relations kwele South Africa unaledi Pandor was saying ukuthi udaba lokuthi abantu bokuza bagcwele ngale kwele South Africa hayi lukhanya ngani seluhlupha abantu wathi the different governments in Africa sokumele ukuthi balungisise indaba ezihlupha abantu kwele Africa hayi ukuthi liselishiya izizalwane zamazwe achiyeneyo ukuthi babaleke begijimela kwele South Africa ngoba kuzahlupha. Hey, yilolu daba lukhona egudwini. So la uthi nasho uthi hayi yena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo uselahlekelwe lithemba uthi hayi ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo balamandla okulungisisa indubo esibhekane lazo kwele Zimbabwe uthi hayi he doesn't believe it. So let's go back to umnumzana uRobson Chere ngoba yena he's also one of the young people who are affected. Mkoma Chere muchiripo parinare.
Ndiripo parina.
Manzwa amazwi abva kuburitswa namukoma Tinashe vachita nemaundiro avo nezvinhu zviri kuitika munyika vechidika vana masimba ekugadzirisa zvinhu mungatii nazvo izvozvo.
Ini ndinoti hangu mashoko avo ndamanzwa asi vechidiki ndo vane masimba ekugadzirisa nyika ino. Tichitarisa kuti nyika inoi vaese vakwedzura vakuperi hawana future yenyika ino saka tese tikaita pfungwa dzataurwa namukoma Tinashe kunzi vechidiki havana masimba ekugadzirisa nyika inoyi kureva kuti nyika inoyi kureva kuti yatoondonga yatoperaende hakuna remangwana rinoenda mberi saka toti isu semai tivakangoitawo vamwe vedu nguva dzawedzo dzokuti vagadzise vatore danho rekugadzisa nyika inoyi vachiri vadiki ivavo varivo vari kutitonga ndo zvatichaita asi hatikuzoenda kuhondo kobata futi aiwaba asi tiri kubatana tiri munani violent strategy tichidhimanda kuti mukore unonyaya democracy neconstitutionalism tichishandisa bumbiro redu remutemo kudhimanda isu vechidiki kuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi tikasadaro isu nyika ino inopara.
Rega isinzoti Archibald anoti inazvo. Archibald ukone cingweni. Archibald, you connect to me?
Yeah,
you know, I can hear you, man. So you heard the listener come in and he uttered his sentiments. He said, you know, ubona ngani abantu abasakhulayo don't have the strength ukuthuthukisa ilizwe leZimbabwe. Here we're talking politics and economically. Robson like responded to that, abantu abasakhulayo are the pillar of Zimbabwean society. So abantu abasakhulayo should have the strength to fix it. When are uthi ngalokho?
Robson, we as young people are the biggest democracy in Zimbabwe. If you had to look at the population and the statistics, so definitely since you're the majority, since you're the biggest democracy, definitely you've got your voice and you've got a much bigger voice than any other democracy in Zimbabwe. So what needs to be addressed is that apathy that young people use. You've got an apathy in participating in civic matters. That is in the biggest state in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe. But it's also understandable, right? This government response to any dissenting voices, especially among its youth, it's crushing or violent crushing on any dissenting voice that comes from youth is led to this apart. It's understandable. Look, for example, for Tinashe, that's a 27-year-old youth in South Africa. Someone who's never employed in Indian China in Zimbabwe. How do you expect from that person? Obviously, it's understandable that person is with apart. But at the end of the day, it's not all upload. We as young people should continue as we fight. Fight for the same, fight for a place in Zimbabwe. It is our country. Those who are exploiting this country's resources, those who are exploiting us, should know that this is our country too. Young people for the voice, young people for the place in this country. And they should definitely fight for the place in this country. People like Tinashe should know that we have no, and we have no reason to give up as young people. This is the only one that we know in Zimbabwe, and we should definitely fight for it.
Hayi siyakuzwa Archibald, ngicela ukuthi ngikubambe umlomo kancane. Let me go to another guest osingenayo kuhlelo, usisi uThando Gwenji. Sisi Thando, unjani?
Ngiyaphila, ngiyaphila.
Hayi ngiyaphila. Welcome to our program, sis.
Thank you.
Right, udaba lukhona egudwini lamhla, sixoxa labantu abasakhulayo. I'm speaking to the youth, ngifisa ukuzwa kini ukuthi are the youth the answer to Zimbabwe's problems? Bengikhuluma lo Robson Chere, yena uthi ubona ngani abantu abasakhulayo are the pillar of Zimbabwean society, so abantu abasakhulayo should have the strength to fix it. Kulo mlaleli ongenileyo kuhlelo a couple of minutes ago esithi yena he's now living in South Africa, ubona ngani Zimbabwe has so many challenges that the youth are not strong enough to beat it. Wena ungathini ngalokho?
The thing is, the youth are actually the people who are doing everything that is happening right now. We are the majority. Number one, we have the numbers. Number two, we have the brains. And we are the people with the access to the technology and the solidarity networks that are there. And so in everything that is happening, good or bad, so, yeah, there's a lot of closed spaces around young people, but the fact that these young people are actually there in each and every office, and they actually have some of those resources at their disposal, I think they are the key. I think they can make the change if they want to change. But however, is vision as young people in Zimbabwe, we don't have that collective identity of what we want to do. Hence, we are going to move in a whole lot of separate, different directions and not actually provide each other with solidarity in whatever we want to do. But we are actually the key, and we are actually in those spaces that will create change if we want to create change towards a particular dimension.
Mm-hmm. So, Thando, I'm reading some of the comments that are coming in on our program, Lamsha. And Uboya Stayakuru, Uti Iwa Vechidiki, Awakuru Zireme Mapato Batana. Faith Cutler, Uti, true, we need a different vision 2030 because the one that's there is pie in the sky. Now, is there a way of fixing the challenges that Zimbabwe is facing without focusing on the political aspect to it?
There's no way because our problem is very political. There is no way of actually not manipulating the political space and hoping to go somewhere. Because even the economy at Masikanyele right now, it's being ruled by cartels and everything that is going on. Every institution in Zimbabwe is polarized. And with young people being in political parties, it's good that the first comment that you just read right now, the elderly to pursue peace, but we can actually also encourage the elderly to actually pursue democracy and inclusion as is within political parties, because it's within those political parties that select the leaders that we elect. This is where all the mumbo jumbo happens. So if the young people in these different political parties can try to actually influence how things are done, I think we can have a step towards something, because every institution has been politicized as we speak in Zimbabwe. We lack a proper political culture, organization, and leadership. Mm-hmm. And from there, everything else, it just falls apart. So if we can find a way of young people being at the center of making sure that they detect the policies and they detect the cultures that happen within those political parties, mm-hmm. then everything else might fall into place. But governance is our key issue in Zimbabwe that needs to be addressed.
Now, Nyuguzwile, you were touching on issues of, you know, that were in relation to abantu basakhulayo working alongside abantu abadala. I'm reading a comment eka Jerun Dlovu uthi sibonga umsakazi uhlelo mina ngibona ngani abantu abasha bengenza kakhulu ekuthuthukiseni kodwa noma ekuvuseleni umnotho weZimbabwe kodwa inkinga ekhona yilawa amakhehla asebenzela emapokitini awo. He's basically saying ukuthi the older people who are there who are currently running the country, babona ngani, they are not looking ukuthuthukisa abantu abasakhulayo. How do we then move forward njengentsha elizweni eZimbabwe, ensuring ukuthi you can now uplift the country when there's a whole generation that believes that there's people who don't want them to grow?
Kuliqiniso kakhulu ukuthi the elder people who are there, they, it's not like they don't want us to grow, but then bacabanga ukuthi ontanga basese ngontanga. Asazi ukuthi sizakhula sesile minyaka emingaki ngoba into eliqiniso, there are spaces that we are actually given ukuthi hayi ama-youth mina lingangena kungaphi ku-youth wing yena, sizakhula nini size sifike where the major decisions are being made. Now we have started claiming spaces as young people ukuthi okay siyabona la ama spaces la ma opportunity lesinika wona siyabona kodwa okhona yini amanye singawafinyelela. But ekuzameni ukuclaima ama spaces, ispace sangkhona siqhubeka sithi ba hostile because kula manye ama spaces bona abazigcinele bona njengabantu abakhulile abathi hayi khona kuyakho kwe-culture ukuthi try inyathi kusuka phambili. Lokho kukhona lama kula kuma spaces okungamelanga ukuthi inyathi kuzwa kwabaphambili khona. Yes, one or two here and there may try to be open-minded and actually be including ama youth, but ekuba including, they are just being given particular spaces and not the spaces eziyizo ezile mali, eziyizo ezilama decisions that matter back to our bread and butter issues.
Hayi, ngiyakuzwa Thando, wathi ngikubamba umlomo kancane. Let me go back to my second guest ngenxa yokuthi the time is running up before we have to move on to the second segment of the show. So vachere muripo parinare. Mkoma Robson, muripo parinare. Right, taku and Ramberi Nechirongwa, we're moving over to the second segment, so I'm going to ask you to wrap up. Tisitarisa zwabuda so far on the first half of the show, vechidiki varukutawara zunzagasiana siana. How would you then urge young people to continuously put the work in to ensure kuti vawa no mkana wakusimutira nyika?
Ndoti vechidiki ngawa nyaripo ina kuti kubatana beyond the political difference in terms of you. Tikabatana then we HDK, we contribute in our different might be whenever we're in the business area of industrialization, we're in the educational area, in different areas that we are. We have to ensure that we pursue the common vision of pursuing a Zimbabwean dream that we want and contributing towards that. So the first step here, Ndofungandenti, we must change the mindset. Political paralyzation at NEPS. Most of the young people, they are now being used in the political parties only to further the interest of the only a few elites who are governing this country or who are occupying political position, not from either side, but one another speak, then find common vision which will move our country towards the greatness.
I was not saying that Kuruva Chere. What is the Kubegele family? What about the corner? Go to it. Not as Kuruva Chere. Hope in the next time. And it's. Right. That was Robson Chere, the Secretary General of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Layung Mund Ongzakulayo. As Kubegele family, what about the corner? Go to it. O Archbold Matida. Layung Kone Selueni. He is the President of the Zimbabwe National Students Union. Mr. Matida, o Sakone Kungwanina. Right, you heard the question that I asked to Robson, and it's...
Yeah.
Let's hear your take, Mnumza.
All right, I think going forward,
we should move away from a polarized political idea to favor human rights and move together, making opportunity protection of our heritage, the protection of our country, such as Zimbabwe. There is no other country that belongs to us besides Zimbabwe. So it's now where we need to move our political alliances and move towards a common solution, a common ground, and say, what is it that we wish? There are lots of issues that young people will collaborate on. Like, look here, we have issues to do with climate change, environment. So, these are issues that need political identity, or someone to assume the political identity to deal over. The young people, these are issues that are going to affect us 10, 50 years from now. So, we can move in that trajectory. We can move without wearing any political jacket. We unite for a common cause. That's what I can say. The way for young people to move political lenses and move with a common identity, or in the protection, and all fighting for the bigger Zimbabwe.
Hayi siyabuza Archibald, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Isizathu ukuthi isikhathi sesifika emaphethelweni nani. All right, thank you. Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Archibald Matita. He is the president of ZINASU. Asizweni ukuthi yena uthando kwinji uthini. Thando, usakhona ecingweni sisi? Thando? Thando kwinji, ukhona ecingweni na?
Hello, yebo ngikhona.
Yeah, could you also wrap up this segment by answering the same question I asked Mnumzane Robson?
Okay, to wrap up, I think more than anything else, we need a collective identity as young people in Zimbabwe. Sibe wazi ukuthi kahle kahle sivele singobani njalo sivele sifunani. We need that spiritual revolution, because loba singazama a political revolution or any other revolution that we might think about. Not in the literal sense, not in the religious sense, but there is something spiritual within us that identifies who we are, that we really need to revive. Because we talk a lot, and in talking a lot, when it comes to implementation, we tend to a whole lot of different creatures. So we need to revive that collective identity and have that spiritual revolution within us, when the Lugutis move forward as young people in Zimbabwe. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Sis Thando. Come back next time, Angus. All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Thando Kwinji. Laya, she's also a youth activist, a human rights activist, Gobulawayo. She was also touching on the same issue. So, ngenani kuhlelo, sitshele umbono wenu okhona kodwini, makathira tshirongwa chedu chebe chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMaigobe. Hey ta, hola, Davico, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Thank you, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3. Uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Mthandazo omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle. That was the first half of our show where we were talking to abantu abasakhulayo about ukuthi singathuthukisa njani ilizwe lethu leZimbabwe. However, earlier on I mentioned ukuthi there's another thing that we're looking to touch on, sikhangela ukuxoxa labantu abasakhulayo abadabuka kule South Africa mayelana ngokuxokozela the xenophobic clashes that happened kule South Africa that left abantu abayi thousands displaced, and of course 171 Zimbabweans displaced, 2 killed and 10 South Africans. Part of those that were killed. So let's head over to the second part of our conversation, the xenophobic incident that recently occurred in South Africa. Now, as I said earlier on, if you think ukuthi the economical and political development in Zimbabwe has nothing to do with xenophobia in South Africa, think again. So kumele ucabange ngesibili. Experts in South African government included have been quoted in interviews stating that immigration is one of the things that led to xenophobia in South Africa. In an interview with the BBC Hard Talk sometime this month, the South African Minister of International Relations, Unaledi Pando, is quoted stating that African leaders should, and I quote, not be allowed to worsen conditions in their respective countries and expect others to deal with the result of migration. In pursuit of these answers to solve the xenophobic, that's happening in South Africa, Naledi Pandora suggests that this is not just a South African issue. So joining me live from South Africa is the Umnumzana Uthulisa Ndlela. Yena Uthulisa is the regional spokesperson of the ANC Youth League KwaZulu Natal. Uthulisa uzabe sitshela umbono wabantu abasakhulayo kwele South Africa ukuthi bona abantu bona njani the incidences that have happened in South Africa. Uthulisa, welcome to our program, brother. Unjani?
Thank you very much, my brother. I'm okay. Thank you for having us.
So now we've just moved over to a segment where we're about to talk about something that, you know, has affected a lot of people. Some were emotional, some tried to be practical, and a lot of, different opinions have been swayed about this issue. You guys, as Abantu Basakhulayo, how are you taking in these incidences that happened in South Africa?
Well, of course, first and foremost, we want to express our condemnation, obviously, of the whole incident. You know, no one deserves to be attacked. No one deserves to be inflicted pain upon, whatever the case may be. That's the first point of departure. But we must also understand, and I think I agree with the Minister of International Relations, in order for you to be able to give correct medication in medical terms, you need to correctly diagnose the problem. And a misdiagnosis of the problem will result in you giving incorrect medication in terms of medical problems. And in this particular case, when you have someone that leaves Nigeria, a country as so far as Nigeria, and makes it down to South Africa, you must count the number of countries they go through to get to South Africa. You must also put yourself in their shoes. What is it that allows the person to leave their familiar surrounding, their place of birth, and leave that area to come to live in conditions that you would describe as less than desirable in South Africa? You must ask yourself, what is it that propels that person? Once you're able to understand the condition and you can solve the condition, then you'll be able to arrest these things. And of course, there are a few isolated incidents of people who are seeking asylum, who would need to report and be documented. And there are incidents of people that are migrating with the skill that will get visas and all those things. But in the large majority of people that are in this country, you've got to understand whether they are documented or not. And if they are not documented, you need to check the international law provisions around the treatment and the acceptance of undocumented migrants. And this is a trend around the world. It's not an issue of South Africa alone. In Italy, in Europe, in Spain, in Europe, this is an international practice where there's no country that can be expected to accept undocumented migrants because you can't account for them.
Some would have an argument. Early on, like I said, I was speaking to Abantu Basakhulayo who are from Zimbabwe about issues that are, you know, bubbling within the country. A lot of young people feel as though the government is not in support of them and they're faced by different issues. And so they run to places like South Africa in pursuit of greener pastures. They feel as though, you know, they're not welcomed in a place that they feel as though they should feel at home with their brothers and sisters. How would you then respond to something like that?
My brother, you've got to understand this. Every country operates within a framework of international law. A set of laws agreed by individual countries at different world bodies. There's something also called international custom, which is not codified law, but which is practices of countries that have been accepted to have a law-like standing in society. Now, both international custom and international law does not permit or does not place a responsibility on any country, whether South Africa, whether Greece, whether Nigeria or Ghana, to accept migrants that are undocumented.
Mm-hmm.
Migrants can be allowed in the country, mm-hmm. provided they are documented. And this is the practical problem that you face, my brother.
Mm.
You have a situation where you have someone who's undocumented in a country. It means that person, when it's time for national budgeting, is not provided for in the health care they access, in the education that they access. And when you see a collapse of these state-provided services, you find ourselves asking each other, why is it that the system collapses? Why are we running out of critical chronic medication? Because the demand now surpasses the supply.
Mm-hmm.
And the supply is based on the calculation of who is within our borders.
All right.
And if you're undocumented, you are not counted. So these are the practical considerations that make it difficult for any country in the world to accept and be expected in international law to live with undocumented migrants, because you can't account for that.
Mm-hmm. Let me just hold on to you for 1 second. Let me take a call and then I'll come back to you, I guess.
All right.
All right, Zimbabwe Mutle, that was Thulisa Landlela. He is the regional spokesperson of the ANC Youth League, AKZN. But in the room, the name Terry, the guy in the room is Toram Terry, Dotorau, guess what you pay out in Amtronga? Cola Cola Mlaleli, Ungenao Mselo, Wushelo the connection, Yagamgela Wushel.
Hello, Murugutaura na Abel. South Africa, the Stillport.
Hey, welcome, Mkoma Abel, Zurufame.
Awa haziri kufamba.
Tuu zeo maondre nyupa msoropenye ya chukurukure.
Mbeta zini kufamba. Mbeta zini kufamba.
Ndimi nchaiwo. Tuu zeo maondre.
Maondre edu. Zawaru kucha ureze. Niki kubacha na kubita sezi Zimbabwe. Barizi inoka. Zimbabwe ndeto nonge. Kurutoda chini. Zakatora ni kapili chango. Dezi ndonze chisi nungre. Zakisiki ezi. Because Zimbabwe, sisi sisi kwa kete karau chunga ni kichaure. Iyo madhara ya kana chungo ripo. Anongo chibata otiroga. Oti sikirira. Iyo achizi kwa kidara za kana. Isi kichambura kuno. Kito ya kuno kisa South Africa. Izara. Atito odi kito gara kuno kisa South Africa. Ezi nezi mune. Urumu roru. Uno kwa kisa ngana fai. Oshika na ilese. Wakati sikirira mafuta che. Iyo kani kwa kanda. Rika wari koko.
Saka mkoma abo, mkoma abo, paka buda, paka tanganya ye xenophobia, nemi ose, zomanya tu sanangura mkati ya truck driver. Did you also encounter same issues?
Ya, paka tu bakwa ni na uyo, ini me paka tu ita na uyo, inda yendito lipane ni pa Black Chrome Mine. Paka tu ya tukasko choro, pa Black Chrome Mine, se ndeka unonji ku Seaport, unonji ku Duarius. Paka tu sunguru, paka tu roa. Tikafunga kumusha, tikafunga abadi, takatungo ono cha azuri nani, kimbo singa, hapana ino cha singa ite. Nisakwa chokwa inga arab, kwa zvani kwa kato tarikiro isi.
Ai, watakunga zikuru mkoma abo. Nguwa ndi ya jikana na mkoma, ndirika intoro umu mtere arupi na mchurunga tunotena zikuru andes. Right, ngezwa lo umnumzana u Apple. Let me go to my other guest ongenayo kuhlelo umnumzana u Tsepo Mahlare, and then we'll have a chance to wrap up with Tsulisela. Tsepo, welcome to our program, bud. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. So early on, I had umnumzana Tsulisela Ntela. He is part of the ANC Youth League. He was commenting on the issue of xenophobia, and he was saying, Uti, every country has a set law when it comes to issues such as, you know, border control, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the callers that just joined right now, he's speaking in Shona. I'm sure you and Tulisela didn't understand, but the caller is saying, Uti, and he's in South Africa legally, he's working legally, but he was still, you know, held up in this part of this issue of xenophobia. When Njongo Muntong Sakula is a young person in South Africa, how do you navigate through something like this? You focus on public law.
Indeed. Look, to simplify the xenophobic issues, I think the simplistic way of it to reduce it to its foundations to be quite economical, economical strife, fighting for resources. The resentment that comes with as a result of your presence here, I am denied access to certain things. But that's a simplistic way of putting it, because the reality of the matter is that there are truly other factors that are at play, inclusive of which is law enforcement, state security, among others. The main player being, firstly, how do you have an undocumented individual in the country? Where did the system fall? Mm-hmm. Secondly, why is it that there is a predisposition by business to hire the undocumented workers? What are the real players, issues that are at play that makes it easier for business to prefer foreign workers as opposed to local youth who are unemployed in their vast majority? Mm-hmm. I mean, as statistics tell us, over 50% of youth in South Africa are unemployed. Now, those resentments, when they play all over, when they play themselves out, rather, they give rise to ease of taking out one's frustrations in within the individuals that themselves vulnerable, because that's what economic migrants generally are. Now, there are no solutions that are being popped up. What you hear in the mainstream is the rhetoric that is being spread by the politicians, that we know the youth are unemployed, we know the youth are seeking employment, we have got to do, we have got to employ, but there is no enforcement of the laws that says in order for you to employ youth, I mean, in order for you to employ somebody who in a place, you have got to make sure that a South African is incapable of doing that, that particular job, so scarce scheme. Now, the framework is that there is no enforcement by the Department of Employment and Labor in that particular regard. So there's a fall of enforcing the law as it is a legislated piece.
Right, Sefo. So, let me just hold you there for 1 second. You highlighted something that I feel Tulisa needs to respond to. So just hold on for 1 second. Tulisela, what's our connecting one, but Tulisela, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Right, but Umzwile Umnumzana Utsepo, he highlighted something that seems to be very important. Uwuti, this xenophobia thing that seems to constantly come and go, come and go, come and go. Yeah, now, Uwuti, there seems to be no solutions that have been highlighted thus far. Jengoba, it's something that keeps coming and going, coming and going. How do we then solve it?
I think my brother on the other line indicated something very important. Mm. The ease with which private business finds it to employ foreign nationals as opposed to local South Africans.
Mm-hmm.
And we can all agree that the case in South Africa, I don't know anywhere else, and I think it's the case everywhere else in the world, the jobs that are most vulnerable are the low-skilled jobs or the unskilled jobs that are mainly located in the private sector. Mm-hmm. You seldomly see in the public sector the employment of unskilled people from other countries. Now, that is a consequence of the capitalist system, in the sense that in the quest to maximize profits, business will always want to employ those that it can exploit a little bit more than those that it can't. Because obviously, as a South African, you are aware of the labor relations and how the whole system works and what you should be paid as a minimum wage. And you would necessarily, although unemployed, not accept as a person who comes from another country whose level of desperation might be a bit higher and they will be able to be exploited a little bit more. And even the fact that they're not documented might be used by the private employer to say, I know you're not documented, so you cannot demand from me a raise because already you are in breach of the law. If I report you to the law enforcement agencies, are in trouble.
All right, to so rather, I'm going to have to hold you there. Bro, I'm going to have to hold you there. Iskat, you know, the time's up. Unfortunately, thank you so much for joining me, guys. Thank you so much to those that joined me in the first half of the program. That was Thulisa Randela and Tsepo Mahlare. They're both South Africans, young guys from South Africa commenting on xenophobia. Zimbabwe. Bye-bye.